Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, prescribing hope for healthy families here on American Family Radio. Here's your host, Professor, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner, and Mom of Four, Dr. Jessica Peck.
Well, hey, friends, and welcome to this special edition of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show. We are having a Christmas party today, online, on the radio. I know, how in the world are we going to do this? Well, I'm going to tell you. So today we are so excited to have prepared for you, our listeners, a call-in show where we are going to give away a book to every caller who gets in and is going to share with us your favorite Christmas tradition. Now, all throughout this month, we've been talking about the science behind traditions and how they're so important for families to create bonding and just to reinforce our family values and do so many different things. And so we want to hear from you. I'm going to go ahead and give you the number to call in, and we would love to have you share your favorite family tradition so that we can get inspired by some new ideas or just rejoice in the beauty of your family tradition. The number to call is 1-888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Now, when you call in, we will ask you what your favorite tradition is, and we will give you a book and just have a party online. Now, I'm really excited to have a special co-host with me today. My oldest daughter, Shelby, is home from college, and she has agreed to co-host this party with me because, really, what is a party without somebody from Gen Z? I mean, they know how to have a good time. And so, Shelby, welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show. I'm so happy to have you here hosting this party with me and Steph.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited to be here as well.
Well, Shelby, tell us, you are in college, you're studying journalism, and you're the oldest, so you're the first one to go away. And now you've come back, and we still have traditions. And you know, being my daughter, I have like 917 Christmas traditions.
That's not an exaggeration. That's true.
It really is true. So out of those 917, I'm sure it's impossible to think of one, but what is your favorite Peck family tradition?
I'm going to cheat a little bit and say my favorite Peck day.
Okay. I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Well, thank you. Christmas Eve is my favorite day of the year. And it doesn't matter that we live in Texas, because I promise it's always cold on that day. There's like this magic wind blowing in from the North Pole. And everyone, like, we just wake up together as a family and watch those really creepy old claymations before we all go to church together and get to sing hymns. And then we all go out to dinner with my grandparents and my aunts. And I don't know, there's just something really special about seeing everyone's face just lit up by candlelight, and it's just very peaceful. Just a really good time to look at each individual face as you're sitting around the table and just be thankful for that person and all the ways they've contributed to your life that year. But also then when we get to go home, we watch It's a Wonderful Life together, and it's just very sentimental, very sappy, but it's super exciting just waiting for Christmas the next day, and my siblings and I all sleep in the same room together, and just so fun. It was back to childhood.
I could not be happier if I tried. Like, this makes my mama heart so incredibly happy. And though you're right, I mean, those things are so special, and there's something super special about Christmas Eve and going to church together. And it doesn't matter how cheesy it is, you know, having silent night with candlelight, like looking across and seeing so many faces we love, of people we love, like that is just, it's really super special. Well, thanks for sharing that, Shelby. We'll be talking more, but right now on the line we have Virginia calling in from Arkansas. Hello, Virginia. Thanks so much for calling into the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, great. Well, share with us, Virginia. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Yes, I was going to share my favorite family tradition with
us. We can't wait.
Is we actually don't do presents on Christmas. Because we as Catholics have another feast day on Epiphany, which is also the feast day of when the three wise men come to visit good Jesus. And something that my family, just my family personally does, is we focus on Christmas being nothing but just about baby Jesus. And so on Christmas morning, the night before we went to midnight mass, my kids would get up and they go out to our barn and they find the little baby Jesus. And all through Advent leading up to Christmas, we've been making sacrifices. And every time we do that, we put a straw in his bed. So that way, when we get him on Christmas morning, we have a nice soft bed of sacrifices for him.
Well, I want to know, Virginia, if you're talking about your farm, about your kids finding it, did you just intentionally have that rooster crowing in the background for effect? I mean, that's impressive.
No, that's a real rooster.
That is absolutely amazing. What a wonderful tradition. Go ahead, I'll let you finish it, but I just had to comment on that. Was pretty impressive there, the rooster sound effects. Way to go.
Yeah, no, that's natural. But no, that's, I mean, Christmas Day itself, it all kind of varies just what we have going on. But the important thing in my family is the baby Jesus. And we do, on Christmas Day, we get a little family gift, which is always a book that we always read together over the 12 days of Christmas, which as a Catholic is like, it's like a big party season. We don't celebrate until actually Christmas Day. And we do a lot of, you know, hanging out with family and playing games. Basically, actually, until February 2nd is actually what the tradition is. And everyone just does it more or less whatever they feel comfortable.
Well, I did not know that. Thanks for sharing that with us, Virginia. And thanks so much for calling in. And we are going to send you as our Christmas gift a book from an author who is also a Catholic, writes from a Catholic perspective. We're going to send you Dr. Holly Oxhandler's book, Soul of the Helper, 7 Stages to Seeing the Sacred Within Yourself so you can see it within others. Thanks for calling, Holly.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was really great. I mean, really, I don't know if you're thinking about calling in out there to share your favorite tradition. The number is 888-589-8840. The rooster thing is just a bonus. It's not required. We'll take calls without roosters, but that was really hilarious. Okay, next up, we're going to hear from Amy in Texas, and Amy is going to share her favorite family Christmas tradition with us. Amy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Love the rooster. That was really, really great. So our little family, we always like to bring in kids from outside of our family for our Christmas traditions. And so what we like to do is gather up a bunch of Christmas stockings at Thanksgiving time. And we bring all the kids together and we get all the crafts and glue and ribbons and bows and sequins. And we all get together and we decorate all those beautiful stockings while we listen to Christmas music and giggle and laugh and snack. And then we exchange the stockings empty to each other, to different people each year. And then we get back at Christmas time and we fill them with whatever little treasures for that one specific person who the stocking was made for. And that's something we've been doing year after year. And the kids just really, really love it. And it's just a fun way to allow, you know, boyfriends and best friends and close neighbors to be a part of our Christmas celebration. But this year we got something extra special. And in fact, it was less than a half an hour ago. We got a phone call from our oldest daughter, who is not with us this year for Christmas because she is in Europe, in Paris, and her boyfriend just proposed. So we get to have a new fiancé for Christmas.
Congratulations. Well, I guess I can guess who is getting that stocking this year. What a wonderful Christmas present. How old are your kids, Amy?
Well, the oldest is 21, and then my youngest is 16, almost 17.
Oh, that is such a fun stage. You know, we've been talking a lot on the show about how there's so much Christmas focus on little kids, but teenagers and young adults are really fun to have for Christmas too.
They are, and they love and need those traditions just as much as the little ones do, if not even more.
Well, and we've had, so far on this call-in, we've had a call from a farm in Arkansas with a rooster all the way to an engagement in Paris. I mean, this is shaping up to be pretty good. Well, thanks for calling in, Amy. We are going to send you, as our Christmas gift to you, Lauren Gaines' book. She is a school psychologist who's been on the show many times, and she wrote Unshakable Kids, 3 Keys to Raising Spiritually Strong and Emotionally Healthy Children. Thanks for calling, Amy.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right. Next up, we are going to have Linda from Texas. And I will tell you, we have been giving away books all month long. And we had callers from Mississippi, Iowa, North Carolina, Kentucky, Arkansas, and none from Texas. And now all of a sudden we have two callers from Texas. So way to represent my home state, Linda. Thanks so much for calling in. We would love to hear about your favorite family Christmas tradition.
Well, first of all, I'm enjoying your Christmas party, and it's hard to follow up the bonus rooster and the Paris engagement.
I mean, really, right? But I'm sure that God has put something just right on your heart to balance this out, right?
I do want to tell you my favorite Christmas tradition, and it started as a small child, simple but deep and meaningful. But first, I want to praise the Lord on the stage for cancer survivor right smack in the middle of it, and all is well, and I feel peace in his hand. So I wanted to say that thank you to him first.
Praise the Lord. Absolutely.
Amen to that. And my favorite tradition, my father was in Tule, Greenland for a whole year when we were children, and we were separated from him at Christmas, but he had worked a whole year on a manger scene, and it was a beautiful kind of plain whites and grays that he had made ceramics and then painted and fired it and sent it to us for Christmas. And it just meant so much to us each year. It gained in importance. So as an adult, I had to have that giant manger scene. And it means so much to my grandchildren to even get to play with it. So you don't want it so fancy they can't touch it or look at it. So we all sit around the manger scene, and my husband makes little sentence strips out of Bible verses, the prophesized Christ coming, and then the Luke 2. And we sit and each read our sentence strip, and it's simple. It's a manger scene. It's what it's all about, and it touches the heart really deep. So thank you for letting me share that.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. And praise God again for, you know, his hand on your cancer journey. And Linda, we will continue to pray for you. And thank you for sharing that really special story. I think when you have, you know, your parents and your grandparents involved and traditions that go from generation to generation, those are just super, super special. Thank you for calling in. Well, our Christmas gift to you, Linda, is going to be a Share the Joy Lift the Flat book that is donated from author Valerie Ellis, and you can give that to a child in your life, and you can listen to her episode about how she shared about sharing the joy at Christmas time, which you certainly have done with us. Thanks so much for calling in, Linda.
Thank you. That was perfect.
Well, awesome. Okay. Well, my goodness, we have, so if you're keeping track here, we have a rooster, we have Paris, we have a cancer survivor. This is amazing. Next up on the line to share her favorite Christmas tradition is Diane from North Carolina. Diane, thank you so much for calling in, and we'd love to hear what your favorite family tradition is.
Well, first of all, let me tell you, thank you all for American Family. I just enjoy the show all day long. Mine's just kind of simple. No rooster or anything. But as a child, my parents, we always went to church on Christmas Eve. Nothing got to get started until we went to church and the real meaning of Christmas. So when I was older and married and have children, we would all get dressed up to get ready to go to church. And before we went to church, though, my two boys were allowed to open their presents from their aunt in St. Louis. So, and that was carried on up until they basically moved out of the house, grown up and moved out. So,
oh, that is beautiful.
I always remember.
What a great tradition. That is super special, Diane. Thank you for sharing that with us. Our Christmas gift to you is going to be from American Family Radio. We appreciate that you're a fan, and we're going to send you a book called The Mystery of Granddaddy Meek. And thanks for calling in, Diane. I appreciate it. Well, don't go away, because when we come back, we'll hear more from Shelby, my daughter who's home from college, about Christmas traditions. And you'll hear from Stephanie, my producer, what her favorite is too. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show with Dr. Jessica Peck on American Family Radio.
Well, hey, friends, and welcome back. Merry Christmas. We are so excited to have you join our online radio Christmas party. I really don't know if it's a real thing, but Stephanie and I are making it a real thing. We are just declaring that this is how we have a party. And how are we doing that, do you ask? Well, we are inviting our listeners to join in on our show. So you can call in at 888-589-8840 and share your favorite Christmas tradition as a family. That's all you have to do. And if you get on the show, we're going to send you a book from one of the authors that we've had featured on the show, or we will send you something from American Family Radio. We have heard from Virginia from Arkansas, Amy from Texas, Linda from Texas, and Diane from North Carolina. And we've talked about roosters and Paris, engagements, cancer, surviving cancer, and opening presents from an aunt in St. Louis, which is really sweet and precious, with mangers built by fathers, just beautiful things. So that number again is 888-589-8840. Next up, we have Stephanie, who is right here in the studio with me. Stephanie is my producer. We have been friends for more than two decades. She knows me very, very well and has agreed to sit in this chaos with me. And we are having a blast serving you, our listeners. And Stephanie, I know what you're going to say, but I can't wait for you to share your favorite family Christmas tradition with our listeners.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here on the mic. We are having a real party here with Dr. Peck's oldest two daughters, mm-hmm. who the youngest of the two daughters actually grew up with my youngest son.
True.
They were in the church nursery together and graduated from high school together. So it's kind of a fun party to have them all here at the table. But my favorite family Christmas tradition is something that we do on Christmas Eve. As you can imagine, my kids grew up as kids who had a mom on the church staff. So we were always the first to arrive at Christmas Eve services, the last to leave. And then when we got home, I did ask one of them to read the Christmas story again, even though they had heard it already that night. We would switch off every year who would read. And then we have something that we call the first gift of Christmas. And so we pass out the presents. We open our presents on Christmas Eve. I might have just said that. But once we pass out the presents, we can't open any presents until we open the first gift. And each year our first gift is a cross. And that cross represents maybe something that's happened in our family over the year, or a favorite word or a favorite theme. And on the back, we write their names and how old they were, the year. So that way, hopefully years from now, when they take it off the wall, they can see when that cross was given. But we want to remind our family that Christmas is not the end of the story. It's the beginning. And then we celebrate what happened on the cross, the finished work on the cross. So that's one of our favorite family Christmas traditions.
I love it. And I feel like, you know, you can't say that. I'm thinking of the Polar Express, right? The first gift of Christmas. But I think it's so beautiful. And you and I were talking about this, so I'm going to go ahead and ask our listeners. Now, we were talking about, is this a Southern thing to have a wall full of decorative crosses, or are there people all over who might have a wall full of decorative crosses? If you have that, call in and let us know. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
I know. And what happens when you run out of room? Because I'm just about there. Maybe I take it to the next room. I don't know.
I know. What is going to happen? We want to know. Well, thank you so much, Stephanie. Really, she is a powerhouse behind the scenes and helps make this show work. And I am so blessed to have her on my team. Well, next up, we have a caller. We're going to go ahead and take a caller. We have Josh calling from Oklahoma. Josh, thanks so much for calling into the show. And we're so eager to hear about your favorite family Christmas tradition.
Okay. First of all, we do have a wall full of crosses here in Oklahoma.
You do?
My wife
has
one year of marriage. So
well, that is good to know.
I've been married 18 years, so 18 crosses.
That's beautiful. Well, what's your favorite family Christmas tradition, Josh?
My dad has what we call gag gift Christmas drawings. There's 15 members, counting siblings and grandchildren, in our family. and he goes and gets 15 gag gifts, and everybody will have their name in the drawing, and every name gets drawn out, and you get a gift. It could be anything from a toilet plunger to a stick of deodorant. So you never know what you're going to get in a gag gift drawing.
You know what? That sounds like something my husband would really enjoy participating in. He is the jokester, the prankster in our family. And, you know, when my kids were little, I had a tradition. It wasn't a Christmas tradition, but we had a tradition of something called Mommy Fun Day, where I would basically take the kids out somewhere so they didn't destroy the house, you know, during the day. And my husband said, I need to have my own day. And he made Daddy Danger Day. So it was ice cream for breakfast and go outside with no shoes and all of the things that I wouldn't allow. But Josh, thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. That is, it's always good to have humor. This nurse practitioner thinks laughter is the best medicine. And as our Christmas gift to you, we're going to send you the Boy to Man book, Preparing Your Son for Manhood, for our man caller here, by Brian Fisher from American Family Association. So thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. All right.
Well, we also have in studio here my daughter, Shelby, and she is here home from college. And if you listened in the first segment, she shared her favorite family tradition, which is pretty much all of Christmas Eve. She said she cheated, but I approved, so it's all good. We're all on the up and up. And Shelby, I would love for you to answer this question. How have those family traditions strengthened or impacted your faith, especially as you've gone away to school and you come back? And I think it's kind of different, you know, it's different when you're here, but you're like really getting out on your own now. But how have those traditions impacted your faith?
Yeah, so it's definitely different now celebrating Christmas from college, because I'm there for most of the Christmas season. But I think it's really special that my roommates and I were all raised in houses that love the Lord and kept us in church. And so now it's really special with them during the beginning of the month to get to do Advent readings together and still just focus on the humble origins of the manger. Because I think, you know, whenever we go home is the time to celebrate. But in the midst of finals and everything, it's really special just to remember the peace that Christ brings, even in the chaos of Christmas and sometimes the loneliness that it brings too, being away from home. But just remembering that it is a time of family and looking forward to the celebration when we're all together again.
I couldn't agree more. And if you're listening in, we're sharing our favorite family Christmas traditions. And that number you can call in is 888-589-8840. And next up on the line, joining our virtual radio Christmas party for the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, is Donnie from Tennessee. Donnie, thanks for calling in. We'd love to hear about your favorite tradition.
Well, I tell you, back when I was a lot younger, you know how when you're too young really to get into the sermon, okay? And
yeah.
So I had checked the book out of the church library, and the book was called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and it's about the Herdmans. And I tell you, they made a movie out of it, but it's nothing like the book. And we started reading that one chapter a night the week before Christmas, okay, and ended it on Christmas. And I tell you, I always cry when I read it, okay? But it is the funniest book, and it puts a new perspective on just how different people can be and how getting involved in something that they never dreamed about getting involved in had changed their lives.
Oh, my goodness, Donnie, you have no idea how much that just made me smile. And I'm actually going to ask my daughter, Shelby, because she has heard me read this book to them multiple, multiple times. What do you remember about that?
I remember Imogen Herdman and that she haunts my nightmares. I'm scared of garage doors, and I have a personal vendetta for people who harm cats. But it is really special, and you're right, it's a very sweet ending.
See, there you go, Donnie. How's that for receipts? I mean, we know about Imogen Herdman, and she's going to stick a seed so far down in your ear, right? And you're right, the movie is like from the 80s, I think, and it's super cute, but nothing like the book. So parents, if you're listening out there, listen from me and Donnie and Shelby, you need to get this book and read it out loud to your kids. It's not very long. You could read a chapter a night and read it in about a week or so. Great, great book. Well, Donnie, thanks for calling in.
Don't be eating while you're reading it.
That's right. Well, as our Christmas gift to you, we are going to send you 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families by Alex McFarland and Brett Harper, who host Exploring the Word right here on American Family Radio. Merry Christmas, Donnie. Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, next up, that was really good, Shelby. Man, you get an A+ from me. I love it. Next up, we have Christy calling in from Arkansas. Christy, thanks for calling into the Dr. Nurse Mama Show. We want to hear your favorite family Christmas tradition.
Well, my dad was born in 1936, about the middle of 14 children. So
wow.
Growing up, we didn't do the typical Christmas traditions. But every year, we would gather at Grandma and Grandpa's, as many of the children and their families as possible, and have just a dinner. And then most of them in the community went to this little country church. So after we ate, we would go to the little church and we would all sing hymns for hours. So after I married, we moved 20 hours away and rarely got to be with my family. So we started a new tradition where we would invite everyone without families to come to our house for dinner on Christmas Day. Or Thanksgiving, the same. And after we moved closer to home and went to my family's for the holidays, my daughter said, "Mom," because for 16 years we had Friendsgiving Day, or, you know, friends for the holidays. And so that's all they knew was friends. She said, "I want to do like we usually did." And so that's still what we do if we aren't with family, or even we do a separate day if we're going to be with family, and just invite people who have no family to come to our home for the day.
Well, Christy, and that is so precious and sweet. And I know that those people you have invited have appreciated that so, so very much, because, you know, it can be lonely to be away from your family. And fortunately, I've never had that experience. I've always had family who are close, but we from time to time have invited our friends in. And I think that's absolutely beautiful and wonderful. Well, our Christmas gift to you, Christy, is going to be a devotional book called Life Changing Stories. And this is a compilation of devotionals from several authors from across the country. And I'm one of those contributors. But the really great thing about this book, Christy, is that all of the proceeds are going to Compassion International to support children around the world. So thank you so much for calling in and for sharing your beautiful Christmas story.
Thank you.
All right. Well, next up, we have Susie calling in from Kansas. Susie, what's your favorite family Christmas tradition?
Hi there, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
I have two, please. One is a friend who had children and adopted children, and then one for my grandmother. Please?
We will allow it. We've already broken the rules today in this party, so Susie, you go ahead. Okay. We'll let you have two.
Okay. This lady told me that they ended up with a family of like 9 or 10 people, and she got really tired of all the hype for Christmas, so they put in a new family rule. They opened all their Christmas presents the first weekend in December.
Oh, wow. That is very different.
Yes. This is a tag on that other lady who called in about having it after Christmas. This family did it the first week in December, so that all the excitement, all the hype, all the kids could settle down, and then it was Jesus for the rest of the month through the Christmas day.
That is, you know, that's a bold move. That is very bold.
Yes,
and then, but it's thought provoking, right? Like if you do that, you're right. Like there, then the rest of the season, that part is over and you really do focus on Jesus. Well, what's your second one, Susie?
All right. This was my grandma.
Okay.
She gave out money because she ran out of ideas and ability to buy presents. Mm-hmm. So she would give out money. And then one year she changed it. She gave out the money at Thanksgiving and said, "What you buy with that, bring it back at Christmas. I want to see it."
Oh, that is really clever. That is very clever. And did people do it?
Yeah.
They did. Oh, well, that is absolutely amazing. Well, thank you for calling in from Kansas, Susie, to share those. And our Christmas gift to you is going to be a book from author Lauren Gaines called Unshakable Kids, Three Keys to Raising Spiritually Strong and Emotionally Healthy Children. Merry Christmas, Susie.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, Susie brought up something important, and I guess I'll take a minute here to talk. I cannot choose my favorite tradition. That would be like choosing my favorite child, which if you ask my four children, here, Shelby, who of you four is going to say that they're my favorite?
It's me.
It's you. See, she has the microphone. My youngest is going to say it's my youngest. But one of my favorite traditions involves my grandmother. So when I got married, actually, at my wedding shower, she gave me a little simple Tupperware. And I opened it up and discovered that she had handmade an ornament for me every single year of my life. Now, I am not talking about, you know, these were handmade crafts. I mean, and sometimes those simplest gifts from the heart are the most special. So I'm talking about like the clothespin reindeer or the smashed soda can, you know, that becomes the Santa face. And I had ornaments to put on my tree the first year that I was married. And every one that I put on there, it just reminded me of how much my granny loved me. Well, don't go away. We are continuing this online virtual radio Christmas party, which we'll probably trademark and patent soon because, you know, that's our thing. You can call in at 888-589-8840. And next up when we come back is going to be Jane from Tennessee, and we'll be giving away a book to everyone who calls, and we'll be sharing more from myself, my producer Stephanie, and my daughter. Don't go away. We'll continue the party on the other side of this break.
Podcasts of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Dr. Jessica Peck on American Family Radio.
Well, hey, welcome back, friends. Merry Christmas. Welcome to our virtual radio online Christmas party. Again, if you're thinking, what in the world is that? Well, we just made it up just for you, our listeners, to have some fun. We are having our first call-in show where we're inviting callers to call in and share your favorite family Christmas tradition. And let me tell you, we have had a pretty entertaining show so far. We've heard a rooster, a real live rooster. We've heard about an engagement in Paris. We have revisited the best Christmas pageant ever, which, by the way, I cannot find that movie from the 80s anywhere. I have it on VHS. So I might have, I digress. I love that story. Love that book. We've talked about gag gifts. We've heard about the first gift of Christmas from our producer, Stephanie. And you've heard from my very own daughter, the pride and joy of my life, love and adore and admire her so much. She's sitting in as co-host with me today, and we've just heard from all over. And next up, we have Jane. Jane, you've been waiting so patiently during the break. Jane from Tennessee, tell us your favorite family Christmas tradition.
I sure will, and I'm so, I love it so much. I'm thrilled to share it with you today. It was actually started by my mother back in the 1980s when she was the grandma and I was the young mother, and she would take my three boys into her formal living room at that time, and she would recreate the Christmas story. She would sit at the piano and usually play something, and then she would have David read the Christmas story from the Bible, and then John was an angel that year, I remember, and Mark was newly born, so of course he played the part of baby Jesus, and I got recruited to be Mary. And somehow she found robes and headgear and candles for the props that went along with this. So now I'm a Mimi of 9 with 10 coming in April. And about 8 years ago, I started this with Claire. She was 3. So she was the only member of the staff. But this year, it's grown so much that we now have We have cattle. I got to add two little boys this year. They're the cows. And I added a shepherd last year. John David is the shepherd. And little Ellie Jo, the sixth little granddaughter, she has finally waited her turn, and she gets to play the part of Mary this year. And her daddy walks her around my living room as they try to find a place for baby Jesus to be born. So right after we eat our meal and before we open our presents, we act out the baby Jesus story. And it's a beautiful way to remember what Christmas is really all about.
Well, Jane, that might be one of the most precious things I've ever heard in my life. I mean, you just had me at everything. But once you got to little Ellie Jo, like, I was all in. This is so precious. Thank you so much for being such a good Mimi. Did you say you're Mimi? Is that right?
I'm Mimi, yes.
Mimi. Oh,
and
well, you are.
Whenever they come to the house, they say, Mimi, can we practice baby Jesus? So it's worked on throughout the year. Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, Mimi, our Christmas gift to you is going to be life-changing stories. This is a devotional, a collection of devotions that I am one of the contributors to, and all of the proceeds of this devotional go to Compassion International. So hang on the line, and we'll get your address and send that to you. Merry Christmas, Jane.
Merry Christmas to you. I love your program.
Oh, thank you so much, Jane. All right, God bless you. Well, next up, speaking of God blessing, God bless Texas, because y'all are representing today. We have Stephen from Texas. Stephen, tell us your favorite family Christmas tradition.
Hello there.
Hello.
We do it sort of unusual because we kind of split Christmas up, and what we do at the beginning of December, we start reading through Luke, and we read one chapter a day, so there's 24 chapters. And then what we do, we gather together on Christmas Day with our friends and families, and we read scriptures from prophecy and things like that about Christ and Christmas story. And everyone reads some scriptures, including the children. And then we sing Christmas carols. And then after that, we have white elephant gift giving. We just pile the gifts in the middle of the floor, and everybody picks a number, and then they get to draw that gift and that sequence number. And then we wait 2 weeks, and that allows people time to go out and buy Christmas gifts at a lesser price because they're on sale. And so 2 weeks later, we have gift giving and a meal.
Well, Stephen, that is a great tradition. And let me tell you, I can already sense that my husband is texting me because my husband is a man who loves to save money. In fact, his coworker introduced him to me one time. I am privileged to be married to a rocket scientist who thinks it's hilarious that people think I'm the smart one in the relationship. But they said, did you know your husband invented copper wire? And I said, no, is that a big deal? And they said, yeah, we've never seen anybody stretch a penny so thin. So I think he's going to like this idea, and he's going to be friends with you. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for calling in. Our Christmas gift to you is going to be a resource from Focus on the Family called The 21 Toughest Questions That Your Kids Will Ask You About Christianity, and we will send that your way. Merry Christmas, Stephen.
Well, thank you for your gift. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas. Well, next up, we
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Absolutely. Stay on the line and we'll get your address. And next up, man, we have Texas rolling on. I love every state. Do not hear me wrong. But, you know, I am from Texas. And hello, Iris. You're from Texas, too. What is your favorite family Christmas tradition?
My family, we moved down to Texas in 1980. And we live off of a quite little place in a small town called Rockwall, Texas. And
Where that is.
And from the time we were married, and I've been a widow now for 5.5 years, we always went up to Michigan where the rest of our family was. So my daughter, from the time she was 6 years old, Christmas meant going on the road. We went, left an ice storm here. We've gone through storms. We've had to stay a little longer in Tennessee in the mountains before we could get there. But part of our precious gift was being with our family at Christmas and having the joy then of playing games and having a glorious meal and baking cookies or having them already baked and always, always going to church together, either if it was Christmas Eve when we got there, that's fine, but that week, because we knew that Christmas was centered around Christ, and the first family was very important in the Bible. So our family time, and this year, now we go every other year, and my two sister-in-laws and brother-in-laws will be down here, and we will continue that tradition of being on the road or waiting for our family to be on the road. And my daughter is, I just want to tell you, is 50 years old, and she's been married 29 years, and she has only missed one Christmas being with us. Sometimes it would be on the 26th when her and her family would fly to Florida, but being together at Christmas was a gift in itself.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Games, cookies, and church. I am in, Iris. That all sounds great to me. And thank you for sharing your beautiful family with us. And our gift to you is going to be a book from author Lauren Gaines, who was on the show before, Unshakable Kids, Three Keys to Raising Spiritually Strong and Emotionally Healthy Children. And it sounds like you've done just that. Merry Christmas, Iris.
Thank you.
Well, next up, we have George calling in from Mississippi. So, George, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming to our party, and we'd love to hear about your favorite family tradition.
Well, it turned out it didn't start as a tradition. When I first got married a lot of years ago, my wife and I were living in the Shreveport area, and we didn't have anything under the Christmas tree. So I wrapped up a few empty boxes and put under the tree. And then later we'd added, real gifts. But over the years, we kept those, I think there were four empty boxes. We put them away and put them back the next year after year. After about 25 years, I opened them up and put a gift in each one for my wife and my three kids. And they were sitting there, and they didn't know they had anything in them. And I handed them out to them, and they said, these are empty. You know, what for? You give them out for? I told them to go ahead and open them, and they were presents that they really, really needed at the time. But those few boxes stayed under my tree or got put away for over 25 years. We kept them handy.
Oh, my goodness, George, that is so sweet. And it reminds me of the story by O. Henry, The Gift of the Magi. And that's when you just realize that Christmas is so much more than presents. And I know that there's a lot of families out there who can relate to that and feel the pressure of that. But when you get to the point as a family, you're just recognizing that the real gift is Jesus, and being with your family to celebrate, that is beautiful. Well, George, as our Christmas gift to you, we are going to send you a Bible study called Selah by Liv Dooley. It's a study of 1 and 2 Samuel, and she's been on the program before. And we will gift that to you to gift to whoever or to in your family. And Merry Christmas, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Stay on the line, and we'll get your address. And next up, we have the Texans rolling on here. So if you're not from Texas, man, you better get on the ball here. We are wrapping up. Our party is almost over. But right now, we have Ashley calling in from Texas. And Ashley, we'd love to hear about your favorite Christmas tradition.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Ashley. I'm great. What's your favorite tradition?
Well, I actually have two of them. One from when I was a little girl, and then one from now that I'm married.
Okay, we'll allow it.
So when I was a little girl, we had Christmas at my grandparents and opened our presents and had dinner and all that good stuff. And we got home and we were allowed to open one present. And that was our tradition that we did all the way up until I moved out and got married. And then I started my own traditions with my husband and our family. And
we have a baking day with his family. And we do that probably the second weekend in December, and we just bake everything that, like, cookies and cakes, pies, everything that we're going to need for the rest of the month. And it's the funnest thing that we do.
You know what? I could not agree more, Ashley. Actually, my daughter is here co-hosting the program with me, and you're not going to believe this. You'll think I'm making it up, but I'm not. We are actually having a baking day today. We're doing that after the show. Shelby, why don't you share about our baking day tradition?
We love baking day. To be honest, the best thing we can make is pancakes during the regular year, but on baking day, you just have that Christmas magic, and somehow the cookies end up okay. But it's really fun just to be able to package it all up and then go deliver it to faces you haven't seen in a while and give them some Christmas cheer and sugar.
It's so true. Well, Ashley, thanks so much for calling in. And our Christmas gift to you is going to be a book from an author we've had on before, Taylor Joy Murray. And she wrote a really wonderful, helpful book called Stop Saying I'm Fine, Finding Stillness When Anxiety Screams. And we will be sending that to you. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line. We'll get your information, and Merry Christmas. Next up, we've got Sandra. Merry Christmas to you too, Ashley. Next up, we've got Sandra, who is not from Texas. She is from Indiana. That's a new state for us. Sandra, thanks for calling in to our online virtual radio party. We want to hear about your favorite tradition.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to all that are there. When I was a child, until I was married, I went to a little country church that had family night at Christmas time, and it was always a special time for families. We would come back, though, after I was married and moved away for that particular night. It consisted of a family supper, and which was always wonderful. And then we would go upstairs to the sanctuary for a program. The missionary ladies usually had charge of that program. And then they would turn the lights off in the sanctuary. I forgot to tell you, as we would go into the sanctuary, everyone was given a candle. And then we would sit down in the center section of the sanctuary, which had an aisle on either side. The ladies would stand in the front of the sanctuary with a candle. And each row then would come forward and light their candle from the ladies that stood in the front.
Oh,
as
Sandra,
they lit their...
That's beautiful. And you know, we are at the end of our time. I want to hear the end of the story. If you go on my Facebook page, you can say it or call in another time, because we would love to hear the end of it. But I'm already intrigued, anything with candlelight. And Sandra, we are going to send you a DVD from the Marriage and Family Life Conference. Well, friends, thank you for calling in. Thank you for participating in our first ever online virtual radio Christmas party for the Dr. Nurse Mama Show. Merry Christmas to all of you. Keep tuning in over the holidays for more encouragement for your family. God bless and Merry Christmas.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.